NBC Update. This is Bob Gibson with an update report on the news. Senator Howard Baker, a member of the Select Committee on Intelligence Operations, says the panel will subpoena former President Nixon if necessary to obtain information on spying activities. Vice President Rockefeller, who heads the commission named by President Ford to investigate alleged CIA wrongdoing, says he expects the group to uncover violations and abuses of a ban on CIA intelligence gathering operations within the U.S. The world's major oil exporting countries have concluded a three-day meeting in Algiers, announcing agreement to meet in Paris sometime this summer with representatives of oil consuming nations. Egyptian President Sadat travels to Paris tomorrow for 3 days of talks with French President Giscard d'Estaing. Talks, which are expected to see Sadat express an interest in purchasing military hardware, including Mirage jet fighters. Israeli Defense Minister Shimon Peres says Palestinian guerrillas have created a potentially explosive situation by assuming control of a Lebanese border town. UAW President Leonard Woodcock says the profit margins of the auto industry have been paper thin for more than a year, and therefore, says Woodcock, it's impossible for the car companies to lower their prices because it would mean losing money. The Detroit News, meanwhile, quotes GM Board Chairman Thomas Murphy as saying he believes the worst is over for the auto industry. Congressional investigators have charged the Veterans Administration with ignoring a federal law requiring it to advise imprisoned and parole veterans of their VA benefits. Bob Gibson, NBC Update.